From Tidbits on November 11th, 2013, this is Managing an iBooks Metadata Mess, written by Michael E. Cohen. You've downloaded a shiny new EPUB from somewhere that isn't Apple's rechristened iBooks Store, and it's on your desktop in OS X 10.9 Mavericks. You drop that EPUB on the iBooks icon, the book opens, and you read it with pleasure. Then one day you look at the categories view in iBooks, and you notice that the EPUB is part of an ever-growing category known as uncategorized. This astonishes you because the same EPUB, when you synced it from your Mac to your iPad through iTunes, shows up categorized as fiction. What gives? Why is it uncategorized on your Mac and fiction on your iPad? It's because of an odd bug in iBooks. It all has to do with metadata, embedded information about your ebook, and how iBooks handles that metadata for EPUBs that originate from outside the iBooks store. Things are going to get geeky here, so if that frightens you, skip down to the end of the article where I explain how to work around this bug. EPUBs and metadata. Some months back, I wrote a piece about managing book metadata in iTunes called Managing Books in iTunes. This novel has a nice beat. In it, I describe two files that between them control how iBooks lists a book. An EPUB is actually a specially constructed zip archive that contains a bunch of other files. One of the two files that I talked about can be found inside every EPUB, the OPF file. Among other things, the OPF file contains a bunch of metadata statements, that is, specific bits of code that describe the EPUB. One of these, or maybe more than one, but only the first one is recognized by iBooks, describes the EPUB's subject. For example, a statement like DC:subject:fiction says that the EPUB is fiction. Ideally, when the EPUB ends up in iBooks, it will be assigned to the fiction category. iBooks, however, doesn't use the raw metadata in the OPF file for assigning the EPUB to a category. Instead, it uses a special file designed by Apple for use in iBooks, and as you might guess from its name, in iTunes. This file is named iTunesMetadata.plist. The iTunesMetadata.plist contains a bunch of metadata entries about the EPUB. One of those entries, named Genre, is the one that iBooks uses to assign an EPUB to a category. But you may be thinking, where does that iTunes metadata.plist come from? Good question. When you buy an EPUB from the iTunes store, the iTunes metadata.plist is already inside the EPUB. However, for EPUBs that come from other sources, there is no such file. Before Mavericks, iTunes would make this file when you added the EPUB to your book library in iTunes. What is interesting is that in this bright, new, shiny iBooks on the Mac era, iTunes still does this job. When you add an EPUB to iBooks from a source other than the iBooks store, iBooks sends out a call to iTunes to look into the EPUB's OPF file, scavenge through the metadata as best it can, and use what it finds to create an iTunes metadata.plist for the EPUB and fill it with data. So, if the EPUB contains a statement DC:subject:fiction in its OPF file, the fiction part of the statement becomes the genre in the iTunes metadata.plist file that iTunes creates for the EPUB. Well, that's great, except for the bug I mentioned. And here it is. iBooks apparently assigns a newly added EPUB to a category before iTunes has a chance to create the iTunes metadata.plist file and let iBooks know about it. And since the EPUB has no iTunes metadata.plist and hence no genre entry at the time the EPUB is assigned to a category, it ends up being categorized as uncategorized. However, when iTunes finishes its iTunes metadata.plist construction project, the EPUB in your iBooks library on the Mac does have the file. Consequently, the next time you sync your iBooks library with your iPad, And you do that via iTunes, so even if iTunes wasn't running when you added your EPUB to iBooks, it can build the file when you sync. The EPUB that you sync to your iPad contains the iTunes metadata.plist file, and your book shows up on your iPad, categorized as fiction. And that's why your EPUB is uncategorized on your Mac, but is fiction on your iPad. The workaround. Because iBooks 1.0 and 1.0.1 on Mavericks lacks the getInfo command that iTunes has, you have no way of editing the genre for the book to fix it. However, here's what you can do to make iBooks on your Mac display the EPUB in the proper category. First, make sure that iTunes is running. Next, open the new EPUB in iBooks. This causes iBooks to make a copy of the EPUB, store it deep inside your library folder, and ask iTunes to add an iTunes metadata plist file to the book. Next, drag the EPUB from the iBooks library window to your desktop. This causes iBooks to make another copy of the EPUB that it just created and to put it on your desktop. So at this point, you now have three copies of the book. The original, with no iTunes metadata.plist file, the copy inside of your user library folder with its new iTunes metadata.plist file, and a new copy on your desktop, also with an iTunes metadata.plist file inside. Now for the switcheroo. Select the EPUB in iBooks, make sure you're looking at the All Books view, and choose Edit, Delete, or just press the Delete key. iBooks asks you if you are sure you want to delete the book from your Mac. And you are, so click Delete. Finally, drag the copy of the EPUB that iBooks created on your desktop back into iBooks. When you look at the EPUB's category in iBooks, it now reflects the genre entry in the iTunes metadata.plist file. You might think you could edit the genre statement in EPUB's iTunes metadata.plist file directly, using a text editor like BBEdit or Xcode's property list editor, and you'd be right. Unfortunately, it's harder than just exporting and re-importing because iBooks hides your EPUBs deep within your home directory's library. You can find them if you look at the article online where I give the complete path to it. However, iBooks also expands each EPUB into a folder in that hidden location and names that folder with a unique string of essentially random characters, so good luck figuring out which book goes with which folder. Okay, this is a silly workaround for a silly but incredibly annoying bug. Well, what can you do? Wait for Apple to bring back GetInfo in iBooks? It may be a while. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcasts, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and get a handle on your metadata, won't you?